Hi guys. So, I keep trying to record this intro and it's just like not working out. But I haven't recorded a podcast episode in a long time. It's nighttime. Doors are open. Cokie frogs are going ham. Like, there's traffic going by. There's noise. But I'm just like, I don't know. The communication part of my brain, the like front cortex part of my brain, like you could literally say like the sun sign within my zodiac is like fully activated, because I feel like normally I'm in this part of my brain all day long, like this part that's like very logical thinking, taking in information, taking in facts, taking in the way people are, taking in how I perceive them, like creating these realities, whatever, thinking about logic, all of this shit. Thinking about frequencies, whatever. And then when I come home and I want to relax, I slip into my rising sign and my moon sign, which is Aries and Taurus. My rising sign is Taurus. So I'm naturally like wanting to be really comfortable, wanting to get really zen, wanting to create, like wanting to care for myself. Like I slip into that mode. It's like rare that at nighttime I'm in this like a sun-driven mode. But I've been, today, let's just talk about my day really quick. Today was really weird. It was weird in like a different sense. I don't really know. The weather was just super, super weird. First of all, I was at work today. And like, it just was a weird day. And like, the crackheads were being weird, like not to call them crackheads, but like, I don't know, that they're quite literally high on meth, so the meth heads, I don't know. Anyways. They were just going ham, like, all day long, like, walking back and forth in front of the chocolate shop, like, getting into, like, vicious arguments with each other, like, fucking everything. And then there was a shooting at KTA in KL, or Foodland, I mean. And, yeah, it's just, like, a whole thing. It's been a weird fucking day, been really intense, but also, like, fucking dreadful. I don't know. It's just been weird. I'm being negative, but, And then I came home and I was just like super numb and like just wanting to escape and like just get on my phone and get in the deepest internet hole I like possibly fucking could. I don't know. I just was like numbing out and like eating weird foods and being weird and I don't know, not feeling good. Cool. I don't know that stopped recording. I don't know when it stopped recording, but I'm a person who really cherishes, like, a sanctuary, essentially, and I don't know, it was just a lot. Anyways, we ended up getting into an argument that, like, went from quite literally 0 to 100 within, like, the fucking flip of a coin. Like, I don't know how else to put it, it was so black and white, just like that, that it was, there was no climax. There literally was no climax. It was like we're being normal, everything's normal, we're perfectly normal, to what the fuck is happening. And to bring astrology into it, but I'm not going to make this whole thing about astrology because it's not, that's not really how I'm thinking about it, but like it is because I just, you know, like astrology, but being a Gemini, I, like my sun sign being in Gemini, I go about my life in just a certain way, getting certain information, putting out certain information. My brain just works a certain way. I just function a certain way. It's literally within my brain. I don't know how else to put it. Like, my emotions, the way I communicate, all these things, they're different. But, like, I don't know. It just feels like my brain works within Gemini. And, like, the the way that I think. Which is funny because my sun sign, Gemini, is ruled by Mercury. So Mercury is like really intensified within my chart, you know? And so anyways, this argument, like, it rather than me being super emotional based like I normally am, and if I'm gonna say, you know, my Mercury is in Cancer, but disregarding that, just thinking about it in this way of just whatever, I was just within the argument listening to what is actually being said. And I know that sounds probably retarded, but like, or stupid, sorry, whatever. But when you're in an argument, you're playing off of the emotions. It's rare that you're logically within an argument. You know, arguments tend to be this lower vibrational feminine energy, which could get me into a whole different topic of feminine energy of the past few weeks. Like, week. I meant to say that. But Venus was conjunct Jupiter and the galactic center. So the positivity of Jupiter being in conjunction with Venus and being magnified by the energy of the galactic center, the center of our galaxy, like Venus was very strong this past week and very beautiful and very uplifted. Jupiter also has this very like lifting energy, this very, uplifting. It's luck, it's travel, it's thinking, you know, within a higher consciousness. It's higher consciousness, whatever. Anyways, Venus was going off this past week, but the awareness of the lower levels of feminine energy, I don't know if we are totally aware of them, because I've been realizing how much is within the realm of feminine energy that I wasn't aware of before. And it's so insanely subtle. I never realized how subtle the nighttime, the moon, the feminine energy, how subtle that energy is in a, you know, in a comforting way, in a non-comforting way. It can be really twisted. It can be really like, a little just dark and twisted, eerie. You know, it can totally be that, but it can also be this extremely sensual, beautiful, creative, caring, like comfortable energy. It's the energy of creation. Feminine energy is half of the role in creation. So it's beautiful, whatever. And so arguing feels, it's this emotion-based thing. It's not logical. It's not, you're not using your masculine sun energy. You're using this, like, dark moon energy, you know. At least most people, I can totally understand somebody arguing out of just, I don't know how to word that. Because when you're arguing, it's like you're really in your head. So that kind of like contradicts a little bit what I'm saying. But it's like this, it feels, I don't know. I guess it completely depends on how you argue and how you handle an argument. And the things you say and the defense mechanisms you put up. It's like you're quite literally reflecting either like offended and hurt masculine or offended and hurt feminine, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's just how I look at it, but I'm just speaking what I'm thinking and creating whatever I'm creating in this moment with what I'm spewing out into the world. But, so, anyways, I was in this very weird, energy of just kind of like, I don't know if I would describe it as feminine or masculine or if I would even contrast it in that way. I'm just tired, you know, like genuinely just tired. and wanting to retract and whatever. And then I got into this argument out of nowhere, and it put me into this mode of, like, I'm so not in my head right now that I'm aware that you're in your head. I'm aware that I feel it more. I don't know. I feel what's happening more. Like, I've been anchoring down within myself, within my feminine, just, and taking away the feminine, like, even just me, you know, and not to take away the feminine, no, fully bring in the feminine. We're fully talking about the feminine. The more that you talk about her, and the more that you embody her, and the more that you honor her, the more that she's going to be living among this planet, the more that she's going to be accepted, the more that she's going to feel beautiful. Like, Venus likes to be cherished and acknowledged and brought to the surface, brought into awareness. She's an inner planet within our natal chart. Mars and Venus, I think that Mars is your innermost planet, and then it's Venus, I think. Anyways, they're like the same thing. But, man, I just took myself into that tangent, but that's probably a good thing. Holy shit. So, anyways, being deeply anchored within this, I can sit and be comfortable enough to be in that. Because, and I feel like also for me personally, I'm always in my head. It's really rare for me to be anchored within my body. And you can say it for a mixture of reasons, you know. But just something that has been a constant thing for me within my healing journey and just a journey of awareness is how little I am within my body and how little I am not reacting off of my mind and how much generally I'm just numb to my body. But as of late, I'm a little more connected, I'm a little more anchored, I'm a little more comfortable within my feminine, within my truth and my emotions and my vulnerability and, like, the ability to be like, no, I am who I am and I am comfortable with that and I am beautiful and I am whatever, all of these things that I want to say. And to be able to witness something like that. I don't even want to create it about the argument because I don't want it to seem like I'm, you know, on one side of the argument. I understand both sides of the argument. I understand, I feel like, nearly any way that you could look at that. You know, if somebody were to bring a new perspective to the argument that we just had, I feel like I could sit down and put myself in those shoes and, like, understand, you know? So, just to take it out of that kind of context and put it down a different avenue. So, back on, like, a lighter subject, I feel like, or, like, a lighter aspect to what I'm saying. I have been being emailed by the producer for a magazine. I've, like, talked about the magazine before. I haven't written anything. Anyway, she's been emailing me. I've been emailing her back. And I just haven't created anything because I just haven't had, like, the drive to do so. Anyways, this argument happened, got me thinking really strongly about communication, and I didn't want to sink into a avenue, like, it was activating the masculine part of me, the part of me that gets driven off of communication and information, and putting information out there, saying, like, this is an aspect to healing, this is an aspect to human life, this is an aspect to evolution spiritually and just as a basic human being. Like, communication is key. And so, seeing that and feeling that, and, like, feeling the potential within that subject, within that information that's not being shared through me, because I'm going to put my own personal spin on it, you know, my own personal experience, my own personal emotions, my own personal wisdom that is going to make me have this certain viewpoint on the subject, you know, So that was driving me. I need to drink water in this very moment. Anyways, that was driving me to type out this whole fucking... Damn, that is water in my throat. That is nice. But, man, I really go off when I'm talking. That's good shit. But, I typed out this whole fucking... I basically just typed out my thoughts into, like, a tangible format for other people to understand. You know, because, like, when I'm journaling or I'm doing something like that and I'm talking on a subject, it tends to get more emotional and subconscious and a little more feminine, whatever. But when I'm putting it into this format, into a format that's going to be published out to people... It's different. It's like I said, tangible. I really enjoy the word tangible. I think, so this is a funny side note because I'm pretty much done with what I'm saying. So I just sent that out to the magazine producer and like waiting to hear back from her. But anyways, I've always naturally, like I never put thought into it. Like, when you're drawing a picture, you're really deep within creativity like that, you're not, and you're getting these, like, subconscious ideas, at least for me personally, I don't really think about them logically. I just have them come up, and I create. That's creation. You know, you're not putting your logical mind into it. So anyways, for a long time, subconsciously, before I even, like, was understanding this concept, I would always draw out the phase... Gemini, is, you know, Gemini, whatever, bridger of two worlds, and, or like whatever, like a fractal of two portals, or a fractal of two worlds, or a fractal of two realities, or dimensions, or whatever, because you're, the ability to communicate, and the ability to take thoughts, and these patterns of energy that we cannot see, right? We cannot see them with our physical eyes. To be able to take that from one dimension, because that quite, if you're going to look at it in this way, because your eyeballs cannot see it, it's another dimension. It's another dimension. You cannot see it. But, anyways, to take thought patterns and to bridge them from your mind down to your throat, and to create it into something that you can feel when you put your hand in front of your mouth, that you can feel when you say something to another person and they react, it's an exchange of energy. It's alchemy. You're bridging two different worlds. And like to take out the specialness of Gemini, even though Gemini isn't a fucking phenomenal sign, I'm not gonna lie, just like Scorpio is a fucking phenomenal sign. You know, like, there's just some signs that are just like, damn, you're really out here doing some fucking work, man. Like, I see you and your weirdness and your struggle and your depth, and it's good shit. But, yeah, to take away the aspect of it being a Gemini thing and just a thing in general that us humans can do, that's amazing. Like, that is alchemy. You are, and, like, just taking in the philosophy or the idea or the belief system or the concept of what you say you are creating into your reality. Like, you know, you are the creator of your reality. That very basic belief system. To where what you say, you're putting out a vibration to receive like vibration. You're creating your reality, which... It's alchemy, it's creation, it's feminine energy, it's whatever, whatever. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, I think you know what I'm saying. That's quite amazing. And so, to kind of do a 360, because it's kind of popping in my brain right now, I think something to honor the feminine within an argument or within a debate with another human or within a, it doesn't even have to be argument, just disagreement or whatever. I think to honor the feminine, it would be to, first of all, feel, be within your body, because I think a lot of people, myself included, probably yourself included, my boyfriend included, like, at times, you're really within your head. You're really, like, not connecting your mental brain to your emotional body. You're not bridging the gap. You're not within both, you know. And then there's other times where you're more within your body and you're taking things really sensitively and personally and you're being really hurt and, or, you know, it's offending you, whatever. But I think just, you know, whatever. It's healthy to be within both. Like, try to bridge those two gaps. Yeah. And, yeah, so something that I, this is, like, totally kind of random, but, like, also on the subject of Gemini, if anyone gives a fuck, but, like, also you should give a fuck, because everyone, you know, it's information, too. It's somebody's beliefs, I don't know. Maybe you're interested, maybe you're not, I don't give a fuck. But, something I've been noticing with, or, like, discovering about myself is so me personally, you know, I'm gonna end this, I think, right here, right now, and I'm gonna create a different episode on this subject, okay? Okay, because, I don't know, it's just two different subjects, and maybe I should just keep it in one. I feel like I should just keep it in one, but, like, my logical brain is like, no, split it into two. No, I'll just put it into one, and if I want to elaborate later, I bitch will elaborate later. It's not that complicated. Me personally, just to keep it nice, short, sweet, and simple, something along my personal journey, which you could say within my personal sun sign, whatever, is, fucking mental breakdowns, psychotic behavior, bipolar behavior, semi-schizophrenic behavior, identity, you know, dissociative identity disorder, high anxiety, high depression. It's like all of these mental things. It's all these mental things all the time. And I think I'm in a place now where I can talk about them and I don't fall into them. It just, I'm just talking about them. And that's really nice. I'm really grateful for that. But that's been something on my journey. So it's something that I'm getting comfortable with. It's something I'm understanding within myself, because it's constant patterns that are happening. You know, and we're within our minds, like, pretty much all day long. We're really highly within masculine energy, just as a fucking consciousness, as a collective consciousness. So, you know, we constantly have these mental patterns that come up within daily situations, and for somebody who's constantly wanting to break mental patterns to just generally be as free as possible and evolve as quickly as possible, this happens a lot. Mental patterns, things happen where, you know, that would absolutely drive somebody insane. So, anyways, as of lately, like, the other day, it was just all these things were happening. And at, like, 8 in the morning, like, me and my boyfriend went into Hilo. He went to work. I think I didn't have shit to do for, like, 5 hours. So, it was, like, 8 a.m. and I was just in downtown Hilo, like, fully dressed, fucking ready to take on the world. But, I was just feeling really shitty. And these things kept happening, and I started spiraling into what would normally make me fall into, like, manic behavior and having a fucking semi-psychotic breakdown, where I just can't handle. Normally I would fall into that. But something that's been really helping me, for me personally, I cannot imagine most signs or whatever. I can't imagine a fucking Pisces to do this, but also, I don't know. To fall into the avenue of learning about yourself, or just learning about new things. First of all, it takes your awareness off of the current situation in a positive way. You're not numbing yourself. You're not disassociating from yourself. You're not harming yourself. If you're picking up information that genuinely interests you, that you're genuinely attracted to, that you feel like would genuinely benefit your life and where you're going, no matter what that means for you, if that means self-help books, history books, spiritual books, books on crafts, books on fixing cars, books on how to cook certain meals, books on health, you know, fucking whatever, science books, philosophy books, fucking whatever. you're adding substance to your life. And, like, I don't know if this is just because I'm a sun sign Gemini and whatever. So I look at life in that way. But it really has been helping me. And also, I feel like for a long time, and this will probably, I don't know if this is just like a life thing, but I'm continuously having like all of these loose end thoughts. So like I have certain thoughts or premonitions about Venus, and then I have certain thoughts and premonitions about ancestral healing, and then premonitions about being some kind of water creature at a different point in my life, and like premonitions about a future version of me, and like wondering why I have these visions of a future version of me, and like what that is based off of due to my history, and like where I observed that behavior as a child, and like why I'm creating my future this way, and like why I am the way I am now, all of these things. So I have all these loose end thoughts all the time that I'm constantly kind of like, my mental thought patterns kind of brush against these thoughts all day long, kind of activate them, but don't really stimulate them, you know? I don't really get much more information on them, but I do have all of these loose end thoughts that are in my brain that don't really go away, and they're kind of an intuitive thing also. They're kind of like a feeling type thing, which I think is why I hold on to them, because I feel some kind of resonance within them. So anyways, I've been... So, this doesn't really matter, this little part here, but it's kind of cool and kind of, it's what got me into this, like, way of viewing myself, of, like, information helps me when I'm spiraling. When I began to spiral, I went and got some breakfast, like, I got pancakes and coffee, I think, and then, I sat in this diner and started looking up, like, why do Geminis go through this? Like, what? No, I started looking up the beginnings, like, the, what is it fucking called? Like, the history, but not history, the mythology of Mercury, and, like, because Mercury is my ruling planet, so... Therefore, that's what the archetype of Gemini is based off of, is the mythology of Mercury and the creatures that the beings that Mercury was based off of, or the beings that came from the energy of Mercury, doing these weird dots, whatever. So I started looking into that, and then I started going down this loophole of, like, looking at Gemini in a different way, and, like, all this shit. And then, immediately after, I went to the library, because the library has this safe feeling. The library is a little weird in Hilo, but it's cool, I guess. Libraries are weird like that. Like, the one in my hometown, it has, like, an unsafe feeling in the sense of, like, ghosts, and it's, like, super haunted and weird. But, like, this one has, like, all the homeless people are there, and, like, somebody got stabbed there. Like, weird shit happens at that library. So, anyways, I went to the fucking library, and I just, like, got lost in information. Like, I don't know. I picked up this book on Atlantis, which is this whole part of a human way of thinking. Like, it's a whole belief system, a whole category of information that is within humans that we know. All right, you know, we don't really, like, know, but, like, it's like a thing. It's a thing within humans to believe in. Anyways, it's just like this bubble of information that I haven't really tapped into because I didn't really have an interest before. I didn't feel like I had, like, the capacity to pick up a piece of information that heavy and, like, big and, like, stretch my brain out that much. But reading this book, like, besides the fact of Atlantis, no, I'm not even going to disregard anything. I'm just going to say it how it is in my head. But, it's helping me connect so many loose end thoughts, like I was saying. Like, it's giving me this information on, like, Mars and Venus, which is masculine and feminine, and, like, the rise of Venus, and which, me personally, I just have this really strong connection with Venus, and I'm not completely sure why. And I don't know if I need to know why. Like, I just honor her, and I love her for having a connection with her, you know, like, I hope that I get to, like, you know or whatever, but whatever, it doesn't matter. And then was connecting these dots with, the French Revolution or, like, Renaissance era or something like that. Anyways, connecting all these ends, and it just gets my brain going, and it's, like, it takes me... I don't know. I just really enjoy that. So, I don't know. I just wanted to share that for some reason. I don't really need to go much further into it, but I just thought that was cool. And, like, I don't know if you're a Gemini sun or have, like, strong aspects of Gemini. Maybe, like, try that. Try to go into information or whatever. But also, I just wanted to share that about myself. Yeah. What else has been going on? I don't know. I've just been living my life and doing things and making life decisions. Fucking weird things, man. Weird human things that we do. I've been doing. I love it and I enjoy it. And it's not what I thought it would be. Yeah, it's pretty much everything I needed. So, yeah, man. I don't know, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like, I hope you got something out of it. No matter what it is that you got out of it. Thank you for listening. yeah. I don't know, if you listen to this, this is fucking dope. Like, what's up? You're listening to my life. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Yeah, and if you do listen to this, message me on Instagram. Yeah. My Instagram is Haley Peñol. And that's it. yeah. Okay. That's it. Okay, bye.